Welcome to Out There with TJ Ryan. It's strange. It's unusual. It's mysterious. It's out there, out there, out there, out there. And now your host, TJ Ryan.
Imagine this dilemma, if you will. And this is just going to be a brief show this week because I only have so much time left on my program for the allotted amount of audio for the month. So I'm just about out of it. But imagine if you knew somebody was killed, and you knew, because you've been having contact with the spirit of this individual, a young girl, and you even knew who you think did it in your small town where you live, and you can't prove anything, and you wonder what you should do. Now, the person I'm talking about, we're going to call her Regina, and I've known her probably for over 20 years. It's funny how things play out, isn't it? I think it all, as you live long enough, hopefully you live long enough, you can look back and you can see these relationships, these friendships that you form with people. And I always notice, I met Regina, boy, that has to go back to the late 80s or middle, somewhere around 1987, 25 years ago maybe, somewhere in there. Her and her boyfriend, now she was maybe 19 at the time, but what was interesting was her boyfriend was applying for a job. I was running a mobile DJ company, and he wanted to work for me, and she just came along for the fun of it, you know? And so I talked to both of them. He wound up working for me for a short period of time, and then he eventually quit, moved away, and I never heard from him again. But Regina stayed in contact with me, and she remained my friend. And this has happened to me so many times in my life. The people that were on a similar spiritual path as I was have continued to be my friend. And I just find that, does anybody else have that? You know, we both have an interest in the paranormal. She's had multiple experiences with spirits and ghosts, and she's had these dreams where she's actually dreamt about something before it happened in detail. And it's always been something like kind of, that was not it wasn't good news. It wasn't horrible news, but something that you got to be careful because something bad could happen. I remember she told me a story one time about not wanting to go to town because she knew from the stream that something was going to happen to, I think, a relative of hers, one of the kids. And sure enough, it happened just like she thought it was, and they were able to help the child so it wouldn't be any worse. And the child recovered and was okay. But it's just, I have all these people that I've known, and at first, you know, I might be friends with their boyfriend or the girlfriend because they're going to work for me. And then the longer, deeper connection I have is with the other person because we have, it's just like we recognize this spiritual connection that we have, that we're both on a mission to bring awareness or to gain wisdom when it comes to understanding these unknown things. Does anybody else ever do that? I mean, it happens to me all the time, and over the years it's happened a lot, and the people that have continued to be my friend, and I mean, I may not hear from these people for a couple of years, and then every so often they'll give me a call or I'll run into them somewhere, and it's like we pick up right where we left off. So just recently, within the last couple of weeks, I heard from Regina, and I haven't heard from her maybe in a couple, well, maybe a year, well, maybe not quite a year, but 6 months to a year. And she'll call the radio station every so often once in a while, and she lives in a town not too far away. And she told me about when she first moved to this town about this ghost she had in her house. She felt it was a young girl. And she also knew that this girl had been murdered and they never found the body. And she also believes that she knows who the killer is. And now, what do you do? How do you, you know, one, she's not 100% sure. It's just something she feels from this girl and senses. So we've talked about maybe bringing in somebody else that maybe is a little more aware that has developed their skills a little more and these kind of things, and see if they can maybe find out some answers. You know, and when I did talk to Regina, I said, how do we know the girl wants you to find her? Maybe that's what she does. Maybe she's just a ghost that's stuck there. But how do you know she wants you to find the killer? I mean, I'm sure she probably does, but I don't know from the bigger picture, from the standpoint of stepping back, you know, the universe, if we don't get justice in this lifetime for somebody, I really believe the universe will take care of that. So, you know, many times crimes go unsolved and we feel bad about it, but I look at it and I think, there's the law of attraction. What you do to somebody else is going to happen to you. And it may not be while you're alive, but somewhere along the way, you're going to be held accountable. I really believe that. So it makes me sleep better, I guess, knowing that. But it still makes me want to try to help out if I can. And so we both know an individual. Regina and I know a person who's been on my show before, Reverend Debbie. And I think Reverend Debbie can help her when she gets an opportunity. I know she's got a lot on her plate, but I'm sure she will. So I guess we'll keep you posted on to what goes on with that. And then Regina was saying to me, well, if we do find out, you know, where the girl is buried and who did it, how do we go about telling the police? And that is a question that's like, wow, how do you do that? Because then you're going to become a suspect because they're going to say, how did you know this? Or they're going to think you're loony. So I guess we'll have to see what happens and plays out. But it just struck me as really being interesting. And I really don't want to go into detail or give her real name because obviously there is some potential danger involving in this. It's just a unique scenario that I'm glad she shared it with me. And I'm sure she doesn't mind me sharing it with you as long as I keep her name kind of incognito for now. And eventually maybe she'll come on my show and talk about it once this whole thing is solved. She's had this for a while now. She's been living in this house for a few years, and this spirit is not around all the time, but it comes and goes, and it lets it know. Just recently, she told me she had some things going on. That really is bizarre. I'm sure this kind of thing happens from time to time. Everybody probably faces some of these things, and or maybe we have a spirit in the house, and we don't even realize their story. Maybe that happened to them. Maybe they were killed. Think about how many lives are stuck, left behind because of maybe what happened to them. And I always think eventually they cross over and they move on and we don't find the killer because maybe they've been a ghost for 100 years or 200, so their killer is long gone. And so it makes me think also that in order to move on, we have to find peace within ourselves. We'll let the universe take care of the criminals and weed them out and delve whatever punishment they have coming, or retribution or accountability. We have to... My best guess is that we have to help this girl, if she wants us to make peace and find her way to the light, I guess, if that's where she wants to go. Only if she's ready. We'll have another show next week, and next week I plan on talking to Ron Rickey, he's from Upper Michigan originally, and he's written several books, and he's in the process of maybe even getting those turned into movies, some of them. But he's on part of a tour of these authors that are traveling across Central Upper Michigan this summer, the second tour, these authors' book tour, that are appearing. So we want to promote that a little bit. But we'll talk a little bit about some paranormal stuff with Ron. He's really not into that too much, but I always ask him a little bit. So we'll do that next week. You have a great Memorial weekend, and I will talk to you next week on Out There.
Music on Out There, created by Kevin MacLeod.